This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November 2018. We're talking about American Premium Water Corporation. You can find them on the OTC markets under the HIPH symbol. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, Mr. Ryan Fischoff. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be here.
You know, I was reading some different press releases all around the world. Infused beverages is going to be the hot thing in 2019. That being said, what's your thoughts on that?
I think I would agree with that. And that's also obviously unbiased considering the fact we have infused beverages. But I do think that's going to be the very, very big topic for 2019, especially with the recent passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, which essentially legalizes hemp and CBD products, opening up a lot of different markets. There's a huge appetite and demand in the marketplace for infused beverages, and you know, I think we're at the right time to be able to meet that demand with our Lapina CBD product. So we're really excited, and you know, we're really feeling that the energy and the demand in the industry is certainly very palpable.
That being said, you announced Tuesday that you're going to raise some money, I think a 40 valuation. Can you explain to me and my listeners what exactly that means?
That means that we raised money at essentially a 10 times at a 10 times market valuation, or at a premium of 10 times the current market price. And really what that represents is that there's a significant confidence in the institutional investor that we're working with, that our company is on the right track. We're executing our business plan, and what we've outlined for 2019 and beyond is certainly well within our goals and able to execute on. And we're really excited about what the future holds for us.
Well, it seems like everybody and their brother in some sort of alcoholic beverage momentum is getting into this market share. What is your take in 2019 compared to 2018, and where do we go from here?
Sure. Certainly the competition is increasing, but you know, what we're seeing, at least from my view, is that a lot of the alcoholic beverage companies are going more towards the cannabis market and certainly focusing on Canada, simply because that's where it's fully legal, and there's still some uncertainties in the U.S. in terms of, you know, when you get on a federal level versus a state-by-state level. And I think that's one of the things that we have the advantage of, is that because we're not a large established company, we don't have those restrictions or worries. So we actually also have an infused THC formulation that we're working on as well. And that, you know, certainly we're going to start rolling that out in California this year. And then from there, we're going to, you know, see how market conditions and kind of see how the regulatory environment is to come up with a product or solution that we can export to other states and, you know, and to Canada and maybe some other international destinations. But, you know, in terms of, you know, it's still a wide open space, in my opinion. And I even welcome the inclusion of more of sort of the bigger beer companies and beverage companies. I think there's an opportunity for everyone. I think there's still some hesitation just based on just kind of where they are, but I do think it brings interest, and it definitely on the demand side, it will certainly help as sort of the bigger players get involved. The bigger retailers will be looking and seeing this as something that they're looking for, and we're already seeing that anecdotally just from conversations I'm having already in terms of big retailers are finally starting to embrace or see the future, and they're actively looking for CBD products that we're hoping to fulfill their demands.
Company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is American Premium Water Corporation. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HIPH, and with us today is the CEO of the company, Ryan Fischoff. Candidate takeover, does that thrill you or does that scare you?
That's a loaded question. I think it goes both ways. It's a double-edged sword. Certainly, you know, I think, you know, there's part of me that wants to see this thing through and build a business successfully and, you know, get to the finish line. But also, you know, in terms of when you're partnering with a larger, more established partner, they can help you get there faster. I think it's more about balancing what's best for shareholders as well as what we think we can bet on ourselves and what we can accomplish. So, you know, certainly there's whispers and there's a lot of noise out there. You know, right now we're just going ahead and just trying to execute. That's really what we got to do. And that's, you know, really what we're motivated and focused on doing, you know, especially as we start the new year here.
Well, let me ask you about that, about the new year. You know, if you would, for myself and my listeners, maybe bring us up to speed about your focus on your technology and your IP for 2019, especially the first two quarters.
Sure. I mean, we're really, really focusing. I mean, kind of where we were last year, we're focusing on refining our technology, monetizing our technology, but also adding more technology, and not just essentially in the beverage space, but also through within the CBD space, but in other sectors. You know, in the end of November, we acquired a company called Canyon Create. I'm sorry, we did an acquisition with the company Canyon Create, and they have two products in the cosmetic space, Vinex, which is a formula that helps mask varicose vein creams cosmetically. And then they also have a product called Prickly Pear, which uses CBD to help treat, and also CBG, which is another extract of hemp to treat acne. So we're very excited about those. They also have some other technologies within the CBD space that can be applied for consumer products and other ailments.
I was going to say, some of my listeners are interested in your healthy water. Where can they find that at?
So they can go to lapinacbd.com.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. No, I'm good. I'm happy for the plug. We want to sell as much water as we can, so we'll take the plug. So that's lapinacbd.com.
And your website is what?
Well, we have a few different websites, but AmericanPremiumWater.com is our corporate site that has links to everything that we're doing.
Ryan, while I got you on here, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
I think they want to see that, you know, we're focused on creating and taking advantage of this, you know, this interest in CBD, and, you know, really we're focusing on building a company that is looking to capitalize on this surge in interest, but also create long-term brands that will be able to deliver sales for many years to come beyond this year, and create really market share, market capturing brands across many different sectors within the CBD side.
Yeah, your market cap's only 2.14. I feel, and this is my personal opinion, that your company is completely undervalued. Your market cap's undervalued. If you want to know more about this company, go to the OTC markets, look up their ticker symbol, HIPH, American Premium Water Corporation. If you're looking to get into the CBD infused water, or if you're looking to get into healthy water brand, look no further than this company. I think it's a steal down here at 3.5 cents to 4 cents a share. Ryan, in closing, I wish you nothing but continued success. Is there anything that you would like to tell to my listeners before I let you go?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything. I mean, this year is really going to be focusing on distribution and sales. And that's really right now where all our efforts are being focused on, is really we have the technology, we have the product, really breaking, you know, growing it out and kind of meeting this demand and trying to establish a lead in this still very nascent and developing space.
Ryan, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
No, sure. I can't wait. I love coming on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.